SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The judge in the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump says Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis must step aside or remove the special prosecutor with whom she had a romantic relationship before the case can proceed. Willis and Nathan Wade testified last month they had engaged in a relationship but rejected the idea that Willis improperly benefited as lawyers for Trump and some of his co-defendants have said. Federal judge has rejected a bid by former President Trump to toss out classified documents criminal case. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon issued a two-page order yesterday saying, though the Trump team had raised vigorous arguments, a dismissal of charges was not merited. Meanwhile, there's still a question about when the trial might begin, as we hear from correspondent Eric Tucker.
The trial is tentatively scheduled for May 20th, but that date exists only on paper because everyone seems to agree that it's going to be dismissed by some time. Both sides have proposed a summertime trial, although Trump's defense team also says that there's no rational way to hold a trial this year so close to an election.
Also at SRNnews.com, Poland's prime minister calling for more ammo.
Ahead of his meeting in Berlin with Chancellor Scholz and President Macron, Mr. Tusk wrote a terse message on social media. True solidarity with Ukraine, he asked. His answer, less words, more ammunition. Poland has been one of the largest donors of military supplies to Ukraine since Russia's invasion.
BBC correspondent Adam Easton. Ukrainian officials say first responders were hit by a second missile in the city of Odessa. At least 14 civilians killed. This is SRN News. It's past time for the medical profession to stop overlooking the physical and moral damage the abortion industry is having on American women. That's the finding of Dr. Ingrid Scott, vice president of the pro-life Charlotte Lozier Institute. In an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Scott warns doctors who casually perform abortions without considering the overall impact on society are becoming part of the culture of death itself.
She has sunk into the medical profession, and we need to recognize we are not a vending machine. Our job is not to give a patient any medical intervention that they request. We need to do what's best for that patient. That's what medicine truly does. And of course, as Hippocratic practitioners, we don't kill our patients.
And this is SRN News. Georgia passing a pro-family bill through its lower chamber. Keith Peters has that story.
Georgia Republicans have powered a voucher plan funding private school tuition and homeschooling through the state house. Thursday's 91-82 vote gets the measure close to becoming law. The same bill failed last year when 16 Republicans voted against it. Thursday it passed with one vote to spare after 7 Republicans and 1 Democrat who opposed the measure last year flipped to support it. Supporters say the bill would create options for children in poorly performing schools. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is backing the voucher plan. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street at this hour, so far this Friday morning, it has been a sea of red. The Dow is off 127 points. S&P 500 down 32. And on the tech side, the NASDAQ is off nearly 150 points. More details at SRNnews.com.